Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is October's Very Own, a podcast... the podcast about Drake. This is Dan Ozzie from Noisy. With me is Eric Sunderman from Noisy.
Hello.
Hey. It's nice for you to say hello because we were just outside. I was waiting for my falafel and I said, hey, Eric, and you just kept walking.
I didn't want to talk to you. I didn't want to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about ways we could make this episode better.
Yeah, but and I thought it would be better if we just didn't talk about those things that we figured it out while we were recording.
Yeah, okay, so what you're saying is it's fine to do a disservice to our listeners because you're such a busy person and you don't have the time to
look,
talk.
Look, I got emails to answer.
Yeah, you know? Are they about Drake?
I got some of them. A surprisingly large amount of them are about Drake.
Have you gotten any emails about the podcast yet?
I haven't, but I've gotten some tweets.
Oh, look at you. You are Eric Sundy at Twitter.
You can tweet at me if you like this or not, at Eric Sundy. Don't tweet at Dan. He doesn't like to be tweeted at.
You can also go on iTunes and give this podcast a 5-star glowing review because I'm realizing we got to get this podcast to Drake.
We're gaining momentum, though. I mean, I was looking at the reviews today, and I'm not going to say a number because it's not an impressive number, but the number that was there, hey, 5 stars, every single one.
Whoa.
And I mean, I know one of
out
them
of how many?
Was me, 5 out of 5.
Okay.
One of them was me. Yeah. But, you know,
I'll take that. A review is a review.
Yeah, a review is a review.
Well, okay, if you're listening to this podcast, like the meme.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, it's not too late.
It's not too late to go review the podcast on iTunes.
And subscribe.
Get us to number one.
Yeah.
Drake's got to take notice of that.
If we get to number one, Drake has got... He uses Apple.
Yeah.
You know, he's an Apple music guy. He's got a show on Beats One. Anyway, though, so what are we talking about today?
Well, we should introduce our guest who's been sitting here while we've just been bickering like an old married couple. Colin Joyce, who is an editor at Noisy, and before that he was at Thump. Before that he was at Spin. Where were you before that?
Before that I was in college. And
before that
I was in Florida.
Okay. And before that?
Indiana.
Let's go back to when you were a fetus. Like, keep going.
I don't know. It depends on your theology, I guess.
Yeah. Great answer.
I just want to thank you guys for doing the usual podcast convention of begging your listeners for ratings
hey,
and subscriptions from the top.
Now, you know, like that's what we're here.
Hit those mother effing share buttons, guys.
Tweet about it.
Yeah, hit those hearts. Keep those hearts coming.
The podcast doesn't. We don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, we don't have a Twitter.
I don't want one.
I would like a fan Reddit.
Yeah. Man, once Reddit gets a hold of this, shout out to Redditors.
Well, in previous episodes, we have talked about one of the last episodes, we took educated guesses as to what Drake may or may have not heard regarding the band American Football.
Right. Yes, we did.
I'm super curious to know what Drake listens to. I'm super curious to know what Drake would like. Mm-hmm. So I think today in this episode, we are, again, assuming Drake is at some point going to be listening to this podcast.
Right.
We're going to make some recommendations that might be outside of his listening realm. Maybe nobody in his crew is pointing him in this direction. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for.
So we're here recommending music for Drake.
Yeah.
And you know, we brought Colin on. Colin has probably the one of the most diverse tastes on
a good
Noisy.
Breadth.
I like music. And,
yeah. Colin likes music.
That's our masthead. So, Noisy.
I like music. I like music. So we're here. We're going to, you know, we have ideas. And Aubrey, we know you're going to listen to this at one point. And so
now, 20 years from now.
Yeah, whenever. And
here's
this is meant to be.
We just want
to
help you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like, oh, we want you to fly us out to your place. We can ride around on your ATV. Yeah, obviously we want to do that.
We would like to do that.
But mostly we just want to help you.
Yeah.
Like, we just care about you.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe we can just kick it off.
Because we care.
Because we care. We kick it off.
Well, all right, Colin, I'm gonna throw it over to you. What
imagine that Aubrey was in this room.
Yeah, you're talking to Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
This Super Nintendo can be Aubrey.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a Super Nintendo on a shelf that Dave is gesturing at right now.
That's another thing, Drake. We got plenty of video games.
There's a lot of video games.
Come play
here.
Video games.
So if the Super Nintendo was Drake, mm-hmm. and you guys were talking about tunes, what would you say?
The first thing that came to mind, and it's probably because I've been listening to this a bunch lately, so it's really, as with any conversation where you're sharing music with your friends, it's really more about you than
it
is about the person you're sharing.
Hey, we're all music writers here, you know.
But I've been thinking a lot about this guy, Gigi Mason. Do you know him? He's an Italian composer who made ambient music in the 80s.
I really thought you were going to say Gigi Allen. I was like, I love that we're recommending Gigi Allen to Drake.
Well, pause. Do you think Drake knows who Gigi Allen is?
No.
I think he does know who he is.
No.
I bet Lil Uzi Vert has explained it to Drake at some point.
He's just like, bite it, you scum. What song is this? I would vote no. Drake, come on this podcast. Explain what you've heard or not.
So why? One man has all the answers.
So why? I mean, you sent this to me earlier. I was listening to it and I was jamming on it. Why would you? Why do you think this works for Drake?
So the first thought that I had was I wanted something that was really rare and expensive because I know that Drake likes things like that.
The finer things in life.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And that was like his whole brand for a long time. And I guess still kind of is to this
Definitely
day.
Definitely is.
But this Gigi Mason album, Wind, cost $900 on Discogs. So that was definitely like a first checkbox for Drake.
It's definitely something that like if it was sitting in his house, you show up. Like he like invites you over, and then the first thing he's like is he shows you this album, and he's like, "This is $900."
Yeah. <You
know? laughs> Let's play a little bit of that. No. Okay. No. No. Never mind. Okay. We definitely cannot afford the rights to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you? Colin's wearing a Nails shirt right now too. Would you recommend Nails for?
I would recommend Nails to anybody. Just so you know, and there's not much of a time investment there.
No.
You're looking at about a minute at a time. Yeah.
I saw Nails earlier this year, and my favorite part was how they said good night. Like, they were like, okay, thanks everybody for coming out. We've only got 5 more songs.
I played Nails for my 2-year-old niece, and she didn't like it.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit of Nails.
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
We can't do that.
Oh, wait, back to Gigi Mason.
Yeah.
So there actually is musical reasons, too, in addition to it actually just being expensive. I think that it's, like, really, like, airy sounding. There's some, like yeah. Eric's doing a cover right now. And he does some, like, kind of, like, dead-eyed singing that I think that Drake would be really into. But mostly it just kind of sounds like the way that the beats from Take Care are in my brain, I don't think it's actually how they are on the record because I haven't listened to it in forever, but it's that just this kind of like expensive beachside, but also very sad.
Yeah, very introspective, kind of like it feels like driving through like a city at night and like brooding,
Absolutely.
You know, thinking about your enemies, whether that's like
about your enemy?
Enemies.
Okay.
Not
I thought
anime.
You said anime.
Thinking about your anime.
Thinking about your anime.
Thinking about your enemies and whether that enemy is like a legitimate enemy or like a teacher from grade school who wronged you once? Because I feel like that also motivates Drake in a lot of ways.
Totally. And I think that Drake should just get into ambient music in general, provided that he's not already, just because it provides a lot of time for that sort of thinking.
Yeah.
Where you're like, where have I gone wrong in my life? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a major sentiment of Drake's music, and it's what I feel when I'm laying in the dark listening to ambient music.
It really is. I mean, that is a good way to describe Drake's music. It's all, like the thesis of it all, regardless if it's like turn up Drake or like introspective Drake or whatever that weird middle ground is. It's all where, like, it's all, the main thing is, where have I gone wrong in my life?
Yeah, and sometimes the answer is, I haven't. It's actually you that's gone wrong. Yeah. But it starts from that same question. But yeah, no, I think that Gigi Mason would be a cool thing. I would love to hear 40 sample Gigi Mason. Mm-hmm. There's a long history of rap producers sampling Gigi Mason too, which I don't know why that is. I think it probably started as being like a record that was just around a bunch. But then once people started sampling, it got more expensive on Discogs. Yeah. New Jabez sampled it a couple times. There's a Main Attraction song that samples Clouds by Gigi Mason.
Right.
I don't know. I think it just, like, it lends, like, this sort of, like, airy introspectiveness that would suit his music, even as he's kind of moved away from that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Views was... I know that he's put out a project since Views, but...
Eric rolled his eyes when he said project.
I like More Life. I think More Life is good. I'm on record saying that, and I'm going to just say it again.
Do you think Drake is a vinyl guy?
Ooh, I think so. I think he definitely is, but he didn't buy any of it. Mm. Like, he just probably, like, he definitely paid for it, but like he had someone go get it for him.
Oh, totally.
Him, like
the whole,
it all
there's
out.
A whole culture of record dealers that go around and buy things from like estate sales and stuff like that. There's probably a record dealer that comes to Drake's house and it's like.
But as far as like his setup goes for his like stereo, I'll bet he's got. I went to like a listening party. I don't want to even say the brand because I don't want to be like I'm plugging it, but maybe they'll send me free stuff. I don't know. Yeah. But it was. Apparently at the house that Mr. Robot is filmed. I've never seen that show.
That's that show that Joey Badass was in, right?
I don't know.
But they had this like obnoxious like speaker system that like lit up, and it's supposed to be like top of the line, but like no record person that I know is into this brand. But it like lit up, and it was like, that seems like his thing. Like he's got like a really expensive like neon glowing.
You think he's
turntable.
Got speakers that light up?
He's got like obnoxious speakers, yeah.
Right. I mean,
he probably spent so much on his speakers.
I would say that he also probably has a big shelf of records, but then will play records from his phone that he owns physical copies of.
I mean,
because
do that.
It's really hard.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd
absolutely do that too.
I don't know that.
I think that Drake
records.
Probably does that because he's normal.
Yeah.
I think I'm against Drake owning records.
You think so?
I don't think he owns records.
You think he's.
I think he's straight, like, I bet he's got one of those, like, iPad dealies that controls, like, everything in his house, you know? And he's just, like, walking around.
Now I'm jealous of Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, damn it.
He'll just be, like, you know, he'll press the button and his, like, hoverboard will come up to
right.
him.
And then the lights go on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's the future that was promised to me as a child.
I know, and I think I think that, like I've said many times, I think Drake is just, like, a grown 13-year-old boy, like a 13-year-old boy's vision of a wealthy, cool guy. Mm-hmm. And I think if you think, well, what would a 13-year-old boy think is really cool? Like, I think a iPad that controls a light switch is fucking cool. Like, you know, like hoverboards and fucking light up speakers, that shit's cool.
It's pretty cool. I think you're right. I think so. I mean, okay, so Dan, if Drake was in here...
We got to start making up a list of these questions, and then when Drake comes on the last episode, we'll just rapid fire them all at him. Do you own vinyl? Have you ever heard American football?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So wait, so if Drake was sitting over there and was the Super Nintendo, what music would you recommend?
Ooh, Come Back to Me.
Come Back to You?
Yeah, I didn't come prepared.
Who sings that?
Eric, very good.
Hey.
Eric, that was very good.
Thank you.
Very good joke.
Thank you.
That was really good. Come Back to Me, though.
Okay. All right, we're going to come back to Dan.
I wasn't prepared.
Come on, you can't.
You know what? If you had talked to me when I was getting my falafel, we could have talked about this and come prepared.
Yeah, true.
I said you just kept going.
I can't. Didn't...
And the guy who gave it to me was like, wow, that was fucked up. I was like, yeah, I know.
Well, you know.
It was bad. All right, I'm going to think. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so if Drake was in this room as the Super Nintendo, the music that I would recommend to him would be, I feel like Drake and I have similar listening habits, so I feel like anything I recommend, you know, I think I'd recommend him Alex G.
I bet he's heard Alex G.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
He listens to Blonded, probably.
Oh, yeah, he's gotten, damn it. Yeah, it'd be funny to recommend, like, Kanye West. Hey, Drake, have you heard of Kanye West?
No, wait, but I do want to know why you think Drake would like Alex G.
Well, I think that Alex G is he makes music that Drake would really identify with, as far as like it's kind of like spacey and introspective, and it's guitar driven, but it's also like not traditionally that way. And I think that there's a lot of, in the way that like Frank Ocean fucks with Alex G, I imagine that Drake would hear his music and be like, oh yeah, this is cool, this is interesting and weird, and would probably try to figure out a way to like vampire him and like suck his music into his own.
Totally.
So that's what Drake is, I mean, ultimately the best at, is like just, you know, sticking his talons into like whatever's hot and then co-opting it and making it his own. Not saying, no disrespect, I listen to his music all the time, but like look at like someone like McConan. I mean, what's he doing these days? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's living in Portland, but he's, you know, he had such viral success with Club Going Up on a Tuesday, but just then was left behind and left OVO and all those things.
So maybe what you would recommend to Drake is new McConan tracks.
New McConan tracks. Check him out. Come back.
You might like this guy.
You might like this guy.
I had some thoughts about Drake's relationship with the music that he discovers that I was thinking about earlier when I was scrolled through all of the track listings for OVO Sound Radio, which Drake isn't involved with all of them, but I would say it's safe to say if it's on there, he's probably at least aware of it. But I think that in addition to, like, people talk about the parasitizing that Drake does all the time, I think he also expresses, like, a genuine love for the music that he cares about through the samples that he chooses for his songs. So, like, they're on the first episode of OVO Sound Radio, they play this Black Coffee song, who's a South African house producer from 2009. And then this year, that song was sampled in a song from More Life. So I think that there's just this, like, he really seems to like giving props to the things that he enjoys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like he's kind of, I think, both genuine in that, like, he's like, oh yeah, this rules and I want to put it on and I'm really happy about it. But I also think there's something about him that he like wants to make sure he can show off his taste in a certain way, you know,
sure.
where he's like, look at, like, I know Black Coffee, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, totally. I mean, well, I guess the thing that I would counter for that is the other house sample that's on that's on More Life is a sample of a Moody Man performance, but it's not a sample of any of like Moody Man's big tracks, of which there are many. And mm-hmm. I think that maybe those were probably just harder to clear. I don't know, but but it's a sample from a YouTube video of Moody Man talking at yeah. at a, like a live set, and I think that that is just like that's like an Easter egg for the people that are willing to dig for it rather than like him trading on the success of Moody Man or something. I don't know. So I was thinking that was another thing is that the house music side of Drake's fandom, I think yeah. like suggests a lot about his listening, especially as his music has moved more into like a like global dance music amalgam. I think that there's probably a lot of really weird house music out there that Drake would at least find interesting. There's one record that I'm specifically thinking of by a producer called D-Rai. He made this record called Housed that is it's like a full-length record that came out last year that's 1 to 2 second samples of house songs all stitched together. And it sounds like a total mess, but I think that Drake would probably have fun with the like bargain bin, like spot the sample sort mm-hmm. of thing, since his yeah. music does a similar sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. I think that that's...
I still want to play him G.G. Allen.
Yeah.
I can't stop going.
The whole time.
I've been thinking about it, and I think... well, since from what I understand, a lot of Drake's themes come in his songs come from this idea that like, women are the problem and I'm right type of stuff. I think he'd really be into like the early 2000s, like emo boy band type of stuff, because like a lot of the knock on that was just like, hey, this is kind of misogynist because like you're blaming all of your problems on your relationships with women, and some of it is like borderline like violent or like fantasy violent. Yeah. So I think if you gave him like the old like Get Up Kids Saves the Day Dashboard Confessional catalog,
oh, man, I think he'd really
get into that.
I feel like he probably like at least was aware of that stuff when it was happening.
You think
though?
So?
Because
yeah,
he was
age appropriate. Yeah, yeah. He's on Degrassi.
He's my age.
You know how it is in Degrassi. Kids are passing around the newest Dashboard Confessional album, the Swiss Army Romance.
He definitely would be aware of that, I think.
You think so?
If
not, like, it would blow his mind.
Yeah.
I would love to see, even if just, like, 16-year-old Drake discover that stuff. He'd be so into it.
I would like to just play music for Drake and just see what his reaction... Because I also feel like he definitely is the kind of person who overreacts. I mean, just knowing Drake, as we've talked about on this,
knowing Drake
like as a fan of Drake, knowing his excitability level, like when you see him perform, you know, and he really jumps up and like he loves to jump up and down on stage and like in a way that just feels like weirdly extra, you know. So I feel like he would be kind of like, you'd play him a song and he would think it was like fire and he would like jump on the table for no reason.
No.
Like, he'd be like, okay, like, yeah, we get it. You like it.
I think it would be the opposite. I think he would be like he wouldn't say anything about it. He'd be like, if you played him like a Dashboard Confessional and he never heard it, he'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And then the next day you'd get like a text and be like, what was that song we were playing last night? And then
I'm just trying to remember the name of the song.
And then the next time you saw him, he would have like the whole catalog memorized and he would try to like outfan you on
he'd
it.
Like,
he'd
tell
be that
you
the
story, be like, oh, did you know that this song is about like this?
Yeah,
that,
a lot of people don't have this EP. I have it, but like a lot of people don't. But on that, there's this one song that he wrote. I mean, it was while he was in Further Seems Forever, not Dashboard Confessional, so like a lot of people don't know that. I mean, I do because I'm like a big fan.
Dan is really bringing out his Dashboard Confessional knowledge right now too.
I think that's what Drake would be about. I think he would be low key, like he would try to make like he always knew what it was.
Yeah, he would never admit to not knowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you doing this podcast because you see yourself in Drake?
I don't. Eric talks about that like every episode.
Yeah, I do see myself in Drake 100%. That's like the appeal of Drake.
It's like
I'm just listening to myself.
Yeah,
I love me.
I see 13-year-old me in Drake. Like, I think we could have hung out and played NBA Jam, but I don't.
I wonder how Drake is as a gamer.
I bet he's great at games.
Write that one down.
We're going to get in that one later.
Well, I mean, We'll start wrapping up soon, but I feel like at this point, I would also like our listeners to tweet at us topics that they want.
If you're listening, it's not too late to tell us topics you want us to talk about.
You can tweet at Noisy Music or at Dan Ozzy or at Eric Sundy. What are you, Colin?
Don't tweet at me.
Okay.
Don't tweet at Colin. We're not going to say who he is on Twitter.
I have this one topic that I'm not allowed to say it.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to, but I brought it up. Eric said it was, quote, too mean, mm-hmm. and we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Drake, if you're listening, you've been spared.
Yeah.
But I really want to do it.
Don't do it. Don't say it. If you say it, we're going to cut it.
It's a theoretical moral question. It's a moral... Anyways,
we're not gonna get into it. But if there are topics that you want,
we have a whole month.
We have a lot to do.
And if this is what we're doing, several episodes into it, imagine how weird this is gonna get without your help.
I know. We have many days left of Drake.
Yeah.
I still feel relatively mentally strong.
Totally. I mean, I think this is the normal amount that I think about Drake. This isn't new. I mean, now I'm vocalizing these thoughts, but this is all going on all the time. Welcome to my, my brain is the Drake chamber.
What if by the end you grow to hate Drake? What if you realize that you hate Drake?
I kind of hate him already. Oh. Like, I love him,
but I hate him. We like him.
Come
on the podcast.
Yeah. But in the same way that I hate myself, I hate Drake. But I love him, and I also love myself.
Drake, if you don't want to come on the podcast because they've been too mean, I've got a bunch of ambient tapes we can hang out.
Let's go listen to Brian Eno.
Well, Drake, again, we're just going to end every episode by basically pleading with Drake. We don't ask for much. All we're asking is you fly Eric and I out first class to your place in L.A. You have us do a sit-down interview for... like four to six hours, I don't know, at most. Like Kanye should probably be there, and that's like it. That's all we really ask. So this has been another episode of Noisy's October's Very Own, and tomorrow we'll be talking about, what's our topic tomorrow?
It's gonna be Drake.
Oh yeah, right, Drake. Okay, so tomorrow another episode of Drake. Thank you, Colin, for being here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.